Welcome to Cross World. Sa atin po mga bisita sa unang pagkakataon, you have come here. We welcome you. This is not just a church. Ito po ay isang spiritual home. Kung pwede po ay makatulong kami sa inyo para makilala niyo ang Panginoon at makalakad kayo sa Kanya ng may kagalakan at tagumpay. Salamat po. And today is our second Sunday here on April 2018. Pwede po bang isa pang malakas na palakpak sa Panginoon for we are all here. Amen. Ayan. So, last Sunday, we have witnessed the power of the resurrection of Jesus. Ayan. So this April, we will be talking about none other than the Savior, the risen King, the one who have conquered the grave, no, the one who is victorious, our mighty warrior, no, our risen, not only the risen King, but the soon coming King, Jesus Christ. So kanina po, yung mga palakpak ninyo ay palakpak po yun para kay Kuya Elmer. At palakpak po yun sa tao. Ngayon po ay palakpak para sa Panginoong Jesus. Sige po, let's do it. Hallelujah! Come on, give your best clap offering of praise to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we welcome the Lord today na po in our worship. Sige po. Kung babanggitin po ang pangalan, no? Jesus Christ. So, nabanggit na po last Sunday na siya po ang ating risen Savior, risen King. And we celebrated His power. And we celebrated na po the life that He bestowed upon us nung siya po ay nabuhay na maguli. And hindi lang po yung life na meron tayo, kundi life that is eternal, life that we will be spending with Him for eternity. Kaya po, ang pangalan ay makapangyarihan. Tama po ba? Name is really powerful. Name indicates who you really are. And sometimes, no, talagang pagka binanggit yung pangalan mo na yun, ay makikita mo na doon hindi lamang yung personality mo, kung hindi makikita na doon din even your dreams, and kung saan ka talaga nakalinya. For example po, let's take a look. Kung kilala nyo po, bigay nyo po sa akin kung saan nyo sila kilala. Halimbawa po, pag sinabi kong Michael Jordan. Yon, galing. Pag sinabi ko pong Manny Pacquiao. Boxing, kala ko po Senate. Okay. Angelina Jolie. Yon, sinabi nila Brad Pitt. Actress na po. O, kilala nyo po ba si Mark Zuckerberg? O, tinan nyo, kilalang-kilala ng mga nandito po, mga dalaga. Ano nga yun? Facebook. O, si Mickey Mouse. Disney. Yan. So, pag sinabi po nating Duterte. Ayun, atapang atao. Amen. So, we associate na po yung mga names na ito with the things na kung saan po talaga sila kilala, what they are known for. How about in the Bible when we talk about Moses? Ayan na, meron sinasabing Ten Commandments, the parting of the Red Sea, deliverance and everything. So, indeed, no, Moses was a great man of God. What we say about David? A man after God's own heart. Yun. So, how about in the New Testament? There is this man, no po, na di naman po niya apelido yung second word, no po. Pero ang pangalan po niya ay John the Baptist. So, he is known for being the one who came before Jesus. And John the Baptist was the one who baptized Jesus. So, let us read the text in John chapter 3, 22 to 30. John chapter 3, verses 22 to 30. So, tumayo po tayong lahat bilang paggalang sa kanyang salita. Yan, John chapter 3, 22 to 30. After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he remained with them and baptized. Now John also was baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John had not yet been thrown into prison. Then there arose a dispute between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purification. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. He must increase, but I decrease. Let us pray, Paul. Father, today, we celebrate you, Jesus, our risen King and the soon coming King. Let your will be done in our lives. And may we say together with John the Baptist, you must increase and I must decrease. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We can now take our seats, po. Yan. So this is the account where, no po, si John the Baptist went ahead of Jesus. So, siya po ay nauna. Ang nanay po niya ay si Elizabeth. So, siya po ay pinanganak nauna kay Jesus. And nakita po natin ang pagkilos ng Panginoon sa kanya. He prepared the way for the coming of the Messiah. So, nandun na po siya into the ministry. John the Baptist was already into the ministry before Jesus came. And in this account, sa pagkakataon pong ito, ay nagkaroon po ng dalawang baptism. Yung isa po ay sa town and country ginawa, clubhouse. Yung isa naman po ay sa Metro Gate clubhouse. So it's just like same event with two different places, with two different people baptizing many people. One was John the Baptist and the other was Jesus. So, what happened? So, tingnan po natin. Sabi doon, and they came, no po, yan, sa verse 26, and they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, no, in verse 26, kung makikita niyo po dyan, pumunta yung ilang mga disciples ni John kay John the Baptist. Kasi nabalitaan nila eh, na nandyan na po yung nagbabaptize na si Jesus. So, pumunta yung mga disciples, yung mga ka-network, ka-life group ni John the Baptist sa kanya. Sabi niya, Rabbi, nabalitaan mo ba na yung binabanggit mo sa amin na Jesus, yan, eh, nagbabautismo din doon ah, sa kabilang ilog. Yan. So, alam mo na ba yan? So, pero hindi lang po ito balita. Ito po ay nagkaroon po sila ng dispute. Pag sinabi po nating dispute, ay hindi lang po confusion, kundi pagtatalo. Pagtatalo in a way, nasasabihin nila na bakit may nagbabaptize na iba? Diba si John the Baptist lang yun? Kaya nga tinag nga sa kanya, Baptist eh. Siya lang yun dapat. Bakit mayroon pang iba? Di ba dapat isa lang? So in a way, nagkaroon sila ng pagtatalo, nagkaroon sila ng pagkakataon na talagang maitanong din po ito diretso kay John the Baptist. So if we will see here, ano po, John answered his disciples. Now, sinagot po niya ang kanyang mga disciples. Ang ganda po ng kanyang sagot. Everybody please read with me, verse 27. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. So this is the message of John the Baptist. This is the teaching of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was not only baptizing people. John the Baptist was not only declaring the importance of being baptized in the name of Jesus or in the name of God this time. Mayroon po siyang binabanggit po dito. Ang sabi niya, he must increase, but I must decrease. So, in ibang version po, ang sabi po sa NIV, he must become greater and I must become less. In the New Living Translation, ang sabi po niya dyan, he must become greater and greater and I become lesser and lesser. So you know, ang current event po nila ay si Jesus na po ang nagbabaptize ng mas maraming tao. Mas sikat na si Jesus. Mas maraming pumupunta na sa Kanya. Jesus has become more prominent than John the Baptist. And therefore, people compared them. You know, when people compares us, how do you feel about it? Diba, ikaw ang nauna, pero ikaw ang ginaya. No? Ikaw ang nauna, pero mas marami na ngayon yung pupunta dun sa isang tindahan, o mas marami nang bumibili kaysa sa'yo, or mas marami nang kliyente kaysa sa'yo, pero ikaw ang nauna sa business na yon. So how do you feel? So Jesus has become more prominent, Jesus baptizes more people, and Jesus na po was more significant at this time. People compared them. But how did John the Baptist handle comparison? Paano po hinandle ni John the Baptist yung comparison? No po, kasi maingat po si John the Baptist. So malinaw na malinaw po sa kanya how he handles no po comparison sa pamamagitan po ng pagtayo at pagkakaroon ng isang malinaw na stand about significance. No po, ang importansya, ang pagkilala sa sarili. So bakit po, ingatan po natin no, when we are being compared, or when we compare ourselves to others, it produces envy. Meron pong pagkaingit, meron pagkayamot. And sometimes, dahil po nagko-compare na tayo sa ibang tao, o kino-compare natin ng ibang mga tao sa kapwa ng ilang mga tao, hindi na po tayo nakakapag-celebrate ng mga tagumpay ng mga tao. So, John the Baptist, no, sinabi po niya, he must increase, but I must decrease. He must become greater and greater, and I must become lesser and lesser. Do you see the spirit of John the Baptist here? So, in a way, sinasabi po ni John the Baptist dito, it is necessary for Jesus to grow more significant, but it is necessary for me to be less significant. So, sa pagkakataon na to, na po, nais ni Juan Bautista mo na talagang ipahayag niya ang isang katotohanan higit pa sa mensahe ng bautismo ay ang importansya, kahalagahan ni Hesukristo mismo sa kanyang buhay bilang tagasunod ng Diyos, bilang tagasunod ni Jesus. And ang sabi niya po dito, ito na ang pagkakataon, ito na ang panahon that Jesus is necessary to grow more significant. Mas si Jesus ang sumikat. Ito na yung pagkakataon na mas si Jesus ang makilala. Mas si Jesus ang mauna. Mas si Jesus ang madakila. Mas si Jesus ang makita. Mas si Jesus ang sundan. At ako, I will be less significant. At ito ang kinakailangang mangyari sa buhay ko ngayon. Meron po ba siyang self-pity? Nag-iiyak po ba siya sa gilid nung sinabi niyang, it is necessary for Jesus to be more significant today, and it is necessary for me to be less significant. Habang sinasabi po ba niya ito, ay umiiyak siya sa isang sulok. Habang sinasabi po ba niya ito, ay talagang nagtatampo siya. You know what I believe? The way John the Baptist taught this is full of conviction. Nandun siya sa isang punto ng buhay niya na buong-buo ang kanyang kumpiyansa, hindi sa kanyang sarili, kundi kumpiyansa niya kung ano ang mahalaga at sino ang napakahalaga. So what is significant and who is significant is very important po sa buhay po ni John the Baptist. What is significant and who is significant is the basic and the most primary thing na dapat pong maturo at malaman po natin sa buhay po natin bilang tagasunod ni Jesus. So ang tanong po, why did John teach this? Why John, ano po, taught this thing sa kanya pong mga disciples? Now, why John taught this? He must increase, but I must decrease. Sa tingin po ninyo, bakit ito itinuro ni John the Baptist? So, he must increase, but I must decrease. Because John the Baptist has a mindset of the kingdom of God. John the Baptist is the mindset of the king. John the Baptist believes that there is a kingdom, and that kingdom is the kingdom of God. And you know, when we talk about the kingdom of God, it is bigger, wider, larger, deeper than we think. It is powerful than we think. And again, it is more difficult than we think. Because the kingdom of God is bigger than your life group. The kingdom of God is bigger than your network. The kingdom of God is deeper than your salvation. The kingdom of God is wider than the whole universe can imagine. Because it is the kingdom of God. It is God who reigns in that kingdom. It is His will who prevails in that kingdom. It is His heart that prevails in that kingdom. Kaya po minsan, nahihirapan tayong malaman o nakikipag-struggle tayo. Ano ba? At sino nga ba dapat ang mahalaga at pahalagahan sa mundong ito? Sa paglilingkod ko, sa pagsunod ko sa Diyos, ano ba? At sino nga bang mahalaga? Minsan ang basic question po na ito ay nagiging struggle pa po natin. But for John the Baptist, it's not. For he has the mindset of the kingdom. And the kingdom of God is deeper than we think. It is stronger that it can destroy hell. It overcame death. It overcame Satan. So there is power in the kingdom of God. And John the Baptist saw it. John the Baptist believed in it. John the Baptist stood by it. That's why John the Baptist po, malinaw po sa kanya ano at sino ang pinakamahalaga sa buhay kong ito, sa ministeryong ito. So God's kingdom. So number one, po, in order for us to discern, to know, to live, and embrace the significance, po, ang kahalagahan ay wala sa atin. Ang pagiging mahalaga ay hindi natin dapat issue. Dahil ang kahalagahan at ang pinakamahalaga ay si Kristo at ang kanyang kaharian. Amen po ba? Are you with me? Pwede bang palakpakan natin ang paghahari ng Diyos at wala ng iba? So number one, John has this thought and he really, led these disciples into this knowledge, into this recognition. John the Baptist recognizes the sovereignty of the king. He has this mindset na malaman natin sino nga ba yung hari. Alam niyo po ang sabi niya, verse 27. Everybody read with me again. To this, John replied, "A man can receive only what is given him from heaven." Ang tindi po ng pagkakasalita po ni John the Baptist. He recognizes the sovereignty of God in his life and in his ministry. Sabi ng mga tao sa kanya, "Di ba ikaw yung nagbabaptize? Ba't meron pang iba? Di ba't marami ka ng followers? Ba't mas marami siya?" Pero sabi ni John the Baptist, "It's time for me to decrease and it's necessary for Jesus to increase." Why? Because a man can only receive what is given him from heaven. What do you have now? How much money do you have? What do you possess in life? What did you achieve so far? Ang lahat po ng bagay na yan ay pinihintulutan ng Diyos sa kalangitan para lang po natin makamtan. And this is how John the Baptist see the sovereignty of God. A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given from heaven. Everything you are and everything you have are just given by God. Walang akin, walang naging akin dahil sa akin. Ang lahat ng meron ako ngayon ay dahil bigay ng Diyos na pinahintulutan niya mula sa kalangitan. Amen. Amen. It is God's divine prerogative. Desisyon po ng Diyos iyon. At hindi po natin pa pwedeng sabihin na parang tayo pong mga, i-compare po natin ang ating mga sarili, lalo na po ang mga magulang, sa Diyos. Because God is not limited on us. Na minsan sinasabi natin na itong anak ko, bibigyan ko ng ganito kasi mabait. Itong anak ko, hindi ko muna bibigyan ng ganito kasi para matuto siya. And sometimes sabi mo, ganyan din si God. No! God is not limited on us. Sa Diyos, may binigay siya sa'yo at hindi siya binigay sa'yo, ibig sabihin nun, mahal ka niya. Hindi mo maunawaan sa ngayon, pero yun po yun. Because God cannot deny His nature. He is God of love. So, accepting this prerogative is in the level of trust. Kung paano pong na-share ko po dito nung last Sunday of March, na sabi doon, ang ating pong pakikipagrelasyon sa Panginoon upang atin siyang maunawaan at mayakap. Hindi man natin maunawaan ng lahat, pero mayakap natin siya at masunod at matanggap natin sa ating mga buhay ay kung meron tayong pagtitiwala sa Kanya. So, do not ask, how come I do not have this? Bakit wala ako nito? Bakit siya meron nun? O parang, kasi kaya ako wala nito kasi hindi niya ako mahal. Hindi po natin pwedeng sabihin na I don't have everything. I don't have everything I need. Or I don't have the thing I need. Therefore, God doesn't love me. Or God doesn't care. Or God is not concerned. Hindi po. He is trustworthy. Amen? Siya ay mapagkakatiwalaan. Tingnan niyo po yung sinabi po ni David in Psalm 63:1-8. Meron po siyang binanggit po dyan na napakatindi ng kanyang hirap at dusa because he was in the desert during this time. Siya po'y mag-isa, pero na-compose po niya ang awit na ito. Let us all together read this. Go po. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in the dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the riches of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. Verse 6, on my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Amen? This is the message. This is the psalm. Ito po yung awit ni David nung siya po ay nasa disyerto. Kitang-kita po niya, no po, ang pagyakap sa kanya ng Panginoon. Ang pagdating ng Diyos at ang tulong ng Panginoon sa kanya. So makita po natin dito the sovereignty of the King, the sovereignty of the God who most high. Siya po ang nakakaalam, nakakabatid, at nakakasakop ng lahat ng mga bagay, maging mga bagay na hindi na po natin alam. Was there one time in your life? Was there a time in your life na talagang na-experience po ninyo ang sovereignty ng Panginoon? You know, for David, he has experienced five things with the sovereignty of God only in these 8 verses. David recognizes the sovereignty of the king. Number one, his track record. When you doubt God, when you don't see the move of God, when you don't see the hands of the Lord right now in your situation, kindly look back. Kapatid, matuto kang lumingon. Kasi diba, sabi nga po sa Tagalog, ang hindi lumingon sa pinanggalingan ay di makaparoroon. Ay hindi makararating sa paroroonan. So it is really important to look back, to recall, to rethink, to reflect, to stop for a while. No po, sabi po ng Nescafe, stop for a while, let's sit and talk a while. Look at God's track record. Huwag mong ipag-itapon ang mga magagandang bagay na ginawa niya sa iyo noon. Natila sa araw na ito, sa puntong ito, ay hindi nagpapakita ang Diyos sa iyo, lahat na nung nakaraan, wala na yon. So don't take things for granted, even the things He did in the past for you. How He saved you, how He provided for you, how He healed you. Kapatid, those are works of God in your life. Kaya sa punto na ito, kung nagdududa ka sa Diyos, ngayon lang yan. Kagaya ni David, he was raised up by God. Who would have thought na darating sa punto ng buhay niya that his son, no, will rebel against him at siya mismo ang tatakas at tatakbo palayo against his son Absalom. And he spent the days and nights in the desert. But even in the desert, even in the time of confusion, even in the time of aloneness, he saw God and the things that God made and gave him in the past. Number two, His guidance and blessing. How are you today? Do you have struggles? No po, and minsan yung mga struggles po natin, paulit-ulit na lang eh. Ang pagsunod at hindi pagsunod. No po, ang struggle ng pagdi-devotion at hindi pagdi-devotion. We always have struggles and we always fight with the flesh. And sometimes, yung pakikipaglaban natin sa flesh, pakikipaglaban natin sa dugo at laman, ay nauuwi sa ating pagkabigo o kaya pagkatalo. But was there a time that God gave up on us? Despite of our kakulitan, despite of our sometimes kawalan ng galang, kawalan ng respeto sa kanyang mga gawa, He still guides us and blesses us. Kanina po pagising ninyo, sino po ang nasikatan ng araw? Sino po ang nahipan ng hangin? Sino po ang pinag-ingatan ng Diyos na pumarito? Sometimes we don't care even the simple and the usual things God does for us. Why? Dahil punong-puno nga po tayo ng ating sarili. So, but for David, he remembered God's guidance and blessings in his life. God's presence with us. Sabi niya, kahit ako'y matulog, kahit ako'y magising, kahit ako'y nasa kadiliman, kahit ako'y nasa kaliliman, nang hindi ko na alam, uncertainties, you are with me. There is always God's intervention in our lives. At ang sabi ni David, dahil dito, I will be deeply satisfied. Are you satisfied? Meron ka bang katiwasayan? Meron ka bang kasapatan? Meron ka bang kapanatagan? Dahil ang kapanatagan mo ay sa Diyos lamang. So this is David. God's perfect ways. Ano po? Leading us to His perfect ways and leading us, ano po, into His perfect direction. Again, yung directed path ng Panginoon, hindi man natin batid ang detalye, pero we know that He holds every detail of our lives and He is in control. God's ways are always perfect. Amen? So, this all happens when we trust Him. This all happens when we see the sovereignty of the King. This will only happen. We can only say, I must decrease. He must increase. Oh God, Jesus, must increase, no? This time, greater, greater. Do yung talagang level na to the highest. Siya lamang at wala kahit kasi buhok o hibla ng buhok na mapapuri para sa akin. Why? Because He is sovereign and He is with me. You know? Meron po isang quotation na ako'y nadaanan po sa aking pagbabasahan. Sabi po niya dito, happiness or sadness is determined not by favorable or unfavorable circumstances, but rather by the presence and absence of God. Our yardsticks of satisfaction and fulfillment must be found in God. Do you believe that? Now, bakit ka masaya? Kasi may nakuha ka? Bakit ka malungkot? Kasi hindi pa dumarating yung hinihintay mo? No po, hindi po dito dapat nakabatay ang ating kagalakan, ang ating kasapatan. Matakot po tayo kapag wala ang Diyos sa buhay natin. Dahil kapag wala ang Diyos sa atin, kahit na anong sikhay po natin, hindi po tayo masasatisfy. But if God is with us, and we believe that He rules our life, and He reigns in our life, no po, kahit ano ang pagkain mo, kahit paulit-ulit lang yung kinakain mo araw-araw, hindi naman panis na po. Pero nandoon yung satisfaction mo. It's not with the favorable and unfavorable situations na po, na ikaw ay magagalak. May asawa, magagalak. Pag walang asawa, hindi na magagalak. Pag may boyfriend, magagalak. Pag nag-break, hindi na magagalak. Hindi po dapat doon. Kasi ang sabi po doon, dapat sa presensya ng Diyos. Kaya kapag ka nasa iyo ang Diyos, masaya. Pag wala sa iyo ang Diyos, yun ang dahilan ng dapat kang malungkot. Amen? It's not about people. It's not about situations. It's not about even things in this world. The only thing that can satisfy our souls, the only yardstick, the measuring rod na po na dapat natin gagamitin to be fulfilled is only found in God and God alone. Kaya sa pagkakataon po na ito, John the Baptist was compared to Jesus. No po, talagang yung mga tao minsan iko-compare ka eh. Mahirap po yung naiinggit. Pero mahirap din po yung kinaiinggitan. Huwag po tayo pareho doon. Huwag po tayong maiinggit. At sana naman po, na po, huwag niyo pong hayaan na yung kinaiinggitan ninyo, eh malayo po ang loob ninyo. It's not about us. Kawawa po yung kinaiinggitan nyo. Hindi naman po kayo inaano, naiinggit lang po kayo dahil mas maganda siya, mas payat siya, mas sikat siya, eh sasabihin nyo dun sa ibang tao, huwag na natin kaibiganin yon kasi suplada. Huwag tayo dyan kasi namimili yan. So it's very difficult. But for John the Baptist, na po, comparing people, being compared to Jesus is not a big issue sa kanya because he stands with his conviction. Ano pong conviction niya? God is sovereign. God is sovereign, and He alone is sovereign. And He alone is the God, sovereign, the King, Most High. At ako, necessary for me to be lesser, and necessary for Jesus to be greater. How are you today, mga kapatid? Ano po ba ang kaabalahan natin sa ating isip? Ano po ba ang pinag-iisipan natin bago tayo pumunta dito? How do you see God reigning as King over your life? How do you see God being sovereign, nakababatid, at nakakaalam ng lahat ng mga pangyayari sa buhay natin? At ngayon na dumating ang Panginoon sa ating mga buhay, paano po natin siya pinaghahari? Paano po natin pinagkakatiwala ang ating mga buhay sa Kanya? Not only that John the Baptist recognizes Jesus, God, the sovereignty of God. But number two, John the Baptist taught this, I must decrease, he must increase, or he must increase, I must decrease. Because number two, John the Baptist did not only recognize the sovereignty of the king, but he also recognizes Jesus is the king. Sabi po niya dito, verse 28, John said, I am not the Christ. Diba? Ikaw yung mas maraming binabautismo. Ba't mas marami siya ngayon? Diba marami nang sumusunod sa iyo? Ba't lumilipat na doon? And you know, simply, John answered this and he said, Hey, you, I am not the Christ. In some version, he said, I am not the Messiah. I am not the main thing here. People waited for the Messiah. People waited for the coming King. But John the Baptist recognized that Jesus is the King. And when people began to have disputes, and when people began to compare them, when people begin to put negative thoughts to John the Baptist, alam niya, I am not the main thing here. Sorry, wrong saint. Our good deeds must always point to God and God alone. When he does something good, when John the Baptist did something good, he did not do it to gain recognition to himself. Nor makilala siya, John the Baptist. He did it all for the glory of God. Can we say that? Can we say that to ourselves? I am not the main thing here. Hindi ako bida dito. Hindi ako importante dito. Kaya bisan po, nahihirapan tayong makipag-relate kasi nauuna na yung paghahanap natin ng importansya. Kaya tayo nahihirap mag-build ng relationship because our agenda is ourselves. Bakit tayo umaayaw sa mga relationships? Kasi feeling natin hindi tayo importante. But John the Baptist, behind the scene and before the scene, he knows just one thing. I am not the Messiah. I am not the Christ. I am not the main thing here. There is the one. He is the one. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the King. And this is the kingdom mindset. You know, sometimes people come to you at nagkakaroon na kayo ng samahan. At tila ang samahan nyo'y lumalalim na sa inyo. At tumitibay na ang inyong samahan. Di po? Na somewhere along the way, nagiging exclusive na kayo. At kapag ka mayroong parating na iba, na imbis na i-welcome ninyo, kayo'y nasishake. Why? Because you will compare yung pinagsamahan ninyong malalim sa bago ninyong makakasama. And you know what is that call? What is that kind of group? It's that kingdom mindset. It's an empire mindset. You build little kingdoms inside the kingdom of God supposed to be. Because if we live in the kingdom of God, we have the kingdom mindset, everyone is welcome. What you do to others, you can do to other people. You are not reserved, you are not exclusive. If there will be changes in your group, if there will be changes in your network, if there will be changes in your relationship, it doesn't matter. Why? Because you do it for God. And God is in there. He is the one leading you. Mind you, the kingdom of God is for everyone. That's why I'm saying kanina po, the kingdom of God is larger, bigger than your network. Amen. Let us not build our empire. Let us build the kingdom of God. That's why, no po, John the Baptist was very clear with his conviction of significance. Siya po ay humayo. Siya po ay nagpakilala ng kanyang sarili. Hindi para ipakilala lamang ang kanyang sarili, kundi ipakilala si Jesus. Remember what did he say? Ano po? In Matthew chapter, in verse 28, sabi niya dyan, I have been sent before him. Mga kapatid, we are only sent by God. Hindi po tayo ang pumipili. At hindi po tayo dapat ang pipili ng ating leader. Hindi po tayo dapat ang magkakaroon ng preferences kung paano tayo gustong pangunahan ng Diyos. John the Baptist was sent before God. Pero before Jesus. Pero sinabi niya, ni-recognize niyo, I was sent before Him. At ang sabi niya, when I was sent before Him, here is my testimony. Ano pong sabi niya? Matthew 3:11, I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The kingdom of God is more than relating with people. The kingdom of God is about deliverance. The kingdom of God is about saving people. The kingdom of God is not about us listening to our prayer requests every meeting and pray for one another and that's it. The kingdom of God coming through Jesus is the kingdom that is so powerful that it can save people from hell. It can deliver people from weaknesses and sicknesses. At ang sabi po niya dyan, He will give you the fire of the Holy Spirit. Life being changed. Kaya sinasabi po dito ni John the Baptist, I am serving here not hindi para lang magpa-cute-cute tayo, magpa-groupie-groupie tayo, magpa-picture-picture tayo every week that when we meet. Ito na, parating na. Last week we have talked about the risen King. Today we need to have the vision of the coming King. Amen po ba? Jesus will come again very soon. In a twinkling of an eye, He will come. How are you preparing? If you are busy with your empire, if you are busy, ano mangyayari sa life group natin? Sino nang magiging leader natin? Paano na tayo? Saan tayo pupunta? Ano nang susunod? You are just minding your own empire. But regardless of who will be the leader, how do you receive the coming King in your group, in your kingdom, the one that God builds? Yan po ang main thing. Kaya po, John the Baptist was very clear, yes, I am just set here. I'm not the main thing. At nung sinend ako dito, preparation lang ako. Ia-assure ko lang kayo dito. Mga kapatid, we are just spokespeople of God. No po, tayo po'y ambassadors ng Panginoon. Don't put people or don't bring people to you. Bring people to Jesus. Amen po ba? Don't bring people here in the church. Let people see Jesus in this church. This is the kingdom of God. Kaya po, ang tindi po ng conviction ni John the Baptist, the conviction of importance, I lead, not because I am important here. I meet you, not because I am important here. I am here, I lead you, because there is the will of God coming into your life. And the will of God coming into your life is the will of deliverance, the will of repentance, the will of life change, the will of freedom, the will of salvation, the will of righteousness. It's not about me. It's not about any one of us here. Let's grow up. Grow up with a vision of the kingdom of God. Kaya bakit tayo nahihirapan mag-imbita ng tao sa church? Because we tend to rely on personalities. Kapag ka gusto mo yung leader mo, mag-i-invite ka. Pagka meron ka, kaya po we hold dun po sa pag-iimbita ng mga artista eh. Ako po, talagang kung maaari po, i-refrain po natin ang sarili natin from inviting artists. Why? Kasi minsan sabi natin, andun si ganito, punta tayo sa church. We become people-centered. We become personality-centered. But how are we confident to bring people into church? Because nakikita niya sa buhay mo, nagbabago ka. You don't need other personalities sa ituturo mo sa kanya para pumunta siya sa church o para pumunta siya sa life group mo. Ituro mo si Kristo sa buhay mo. You are changing because Jesus is alive in you. And you yourself become a witness of the sovereignty of God, of the salvation of God, of the deliverance of the Lord, and the kingdom of God is alive in you. Kaya it's not about personality. It's not about anyone leading us. It's about Jesus. Jesus alone. Amen po ba?
Amen,
amen po ba?
Amen.
This is about Jesus. His kingdom. Bigger than we think. Deeper, wider, larger, and more powerful than we could imagine. Not only na sinabi po niya ito sa verse 27, sabi niya, verse 28, but I am his friend. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. You know, in the wedding, there is the bride and the bridegroom. John the Baptist had a vision of the kingdom of God. That one day the church will be married to Jesus. We, the church, are the bridegroom. And Jesus is the bridegroom and we, the church, is the bride. And who is John the Baptist? Just the friend of the bridegroom. I am just the maid of honor. I am not the bride. Kung ako po si Juana Bautismo, babae si John, yun po yung sinasabi niya, maid of honor lang ako dito, hindi ako bride. And have you seen a maid of honor na mas maganda pa siya kaysa sa bride? At nagpapaganda pa siya kaysa sa bride? At kapag ka pumaparada na yung bride, eh, gusto niyang siyang nakabelo din? Di ba walang ganun? There's only one bride. And you know, John the Baptist would say, I'm not the bridegroom. But you know what? I am a friend of the bridegroom. Kaya po, John the Baptist was not just a disciple of Jesus. He was a friend to Jesus. At yung friendship na ito lasts forever. Yung friendship ni John the Baptist with Jesus tumatagos hanggang langit. Ang sinasabi ni John the Baptist dito, magkaibigan tayo, Jesus. Best friend kita. Pero you are the bridegroom. Ako lang ang best man mo. Mapag-utusan niyo po, I'm happy. I'm happy to serve the bridegroom. And you know what? We will not just spend 33 years of your life here, Jesus, serving you. Pero Jesus, sabi ni John the Baptist, sinasabi niya, I am a friend to the bridegroom. Ibig sabihin, hanggang langit, yung totoong BFF. Best friends forever. You don't take the role of Jesus. You don't even compete with Jesus. You don't even play the role of Jesus. Yes, we are called to imitate Jesus. Pero ano pong ibig sabihin ito, mga kapatid? I must decrease. He must increase. It can only happen if we are true friends with Jesus. Madalas na po natin marinig sa pulpit na ito that we are no longer slaves to Jesus. We are no longer slaves to God. Hindi po tayo mga alila ng Diyos. Yes, we call ourselves servants. Naglilingkod sa Panginoon. Pero habang naglilingkod ako, kaibigan ako. And this friendship calls a relationship that is intimate. You can only be a friend to someone na lagi mong kasama. Lagi mong kausap. At hindi, higit po sa lahat, you are a friend to someone or you have a friend kung hindi lang lagi mong kasama at lagi mong kausap, kung hindi gusto mong kasama at gusto mong kausap. And you know, ano pong sabi niya dito? And because I am a friend of the bridegroom, na po, I have this vision of the ending of a beautiful ending of a story na hindi lang po yung sinasabing and they live happily ever after. Kundi John will see and John saw at this particular time na tapos na ang pagkikipaglaban ng bride. Tayo yun, tapos na ang pakikipaglaban ng bridegroom para mapagtagumpayan niya yung bride. And we will not just live happily ever after, but we will just na live victoriously, peacefully, wonderfully with Him forever. And John saw it. And you know, how did John die? He died po na pinugutan po siya ng ulo. At yung ulo po na yon ay nilagay sa platter at inaalay po habang nagpa-party ang si Haring Herodes. You know, side trip lamang po, John the Baptist was very strong with his conviction. Kanya pong pinagalitan, kanya pong kinoreg, kanya pong nirebuke si Haring Herodes dahil po kinuha ni Haring Herodes yung asawa ng kanyang kapatid. And John the Baptist did not agree with that. And publicly, he refuted it and confronted King Herod. And you know what King Herod did? Na po, sa pagtuya po ng asawa na ito, hiniling po ng babae na yung ulo ni John the Baptist ay mailagay sa plato at nandun sa party. It was really horrible. But you know, John the Baptist died with conviction. John the Baptist stood with righteousness. It doesn't matter kung paano siya mabubuhay at mamamatay sa lupang ito because he saw the bridegroom coming for eternity. How do you see Jesus? Do you have the vision of eternal life? Do you have the vision of being wedded to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords? Minsan po, punong-puno tayo ng paghahanap ng importansya sa sarili natin na parang dito na lang po tayo nabubuhay at wala na po tayong pag-asang mabuhay sa langit. Subukan po nating mabuhay ng mayroong pagtingin sa kinabukasan at sa langit. Subukan niyo po at makikita po ninyong mag-iiba ang inyong pananaw. Our life here, sabi po ni Moses, our life here, mga 70 lang. Paglampas mo ng 70, nag-71 ka, bonus na yon. Kaya po ang sabi ni Moses, teach us to number our days aright so that we can live for you and what honors you. Tingnan po natin ang buhay ni John the Baptist. He recognizes Jesus as the King. And then, verse 29, he says, this relationship of friendship is intimacy with Jesus. Sabi niya doon, I am filled with joy at his success. Sabi niya doon, verse 29, therefore this joy of mine is fulfilled. In New Living Translation, I am filled with joy at his success. In NIV, sabi po niya dyan, that joy is mine and it is now complete. What makes you complete? What makes you fulfilled? What makes you really satisfied? As per John the Baptist, having Jesus as his friend satisfies him. Serving Jesus, his friend, completes him. Serving him, serving his friend, is a joy to him. It is a delight. It is not a duty. It is not a requirement. It is a privilege. It is a joy. This is how John the Baptist saw Jesus as the King. Amen. Subukan po nating tignan ang Panginoon bilang hari ng ating buhay. Alam niyo po, it takes humility to really see God as our King, to see Jesus as the King. Humility is something that you keep striving at it, but you don't see it. When you don't see it, you have it. But once you see it, you've lost it. And the same goes with pride. When you don't see it, you have it. But once you see it, you've lost it. Tama po ba? Now, you know, humility at pride, magkamukha. Yung humility, kababaan ng loob at ang kataasan ng sarili ay pagkapareho. Kung daw yung humility, alam mong mayroon ka nun. Pero nakakip yun sa'yo. At once na malaman mo na meron ka nun, nawawala po yun. Ganon din daw po sa kataasan ng loob, kataasan ng sarili. No po, sabi doon, nandito yon sa loob. No? At kapag ka nalaman mong nandito na yon, yan, lumalabas na yon, nawawala. Nawawala na yun sa loob mo eh. We don't sit, then you have it. But once you sit, you've lost it. So, magpakaingat po tayo. Why is it difficult for us to recognize Jesus as the King? Dalawang bagay. Number one, pride. Tingnan po natin. Why is it difficult for us to recognize Jesus as King? Number one is pride. Pride is being too consumed of ourselves. Punong-punong-punong-punong-punong-punong-punong-punong-punong-punong-punong-punong-punong-punong ng ating sarili, ang ating pagkatao. It's time to recognize our pride. The root of pride is self-righteousness. Putting yourself first and saying that you are good, better than others. Tingnan po natin. Sign number one, cries for recognition. You always want recognition. You always want likes in your FB account. You always want like in your Instagram. You always want comment. O minsan naman, hindi ka naman nagko-comment, hindi ka naman kinokomentan, pero ikaw yung comment ng comment. Yan, lahat na lang may comment ka. Bakit? Kasi gusto mo rin, kinokomentan ka. Ganun lang po iyan. Number two, shows off accomplishments. Yan, pinapakita natin ang mga galing at ang mga husay natin. Number three, not only we show our compliments, accomplishments, but we fish for compliments. You do things, and after you do it, tatanong mo, okay ba? Kamusta ba? Ayos ba? Yan, okay? Number four, calculative about service. Iyo pong binibilang ang inyong pinaglilingkod. O nagpunta na ako sa service, okay na siguro yan. Bakit naman may meeting pa? Bakit naman may live group ka? O mamaya meron pang film showing? Parang ang dami-dami naman. Ayan. So nagbigay na ng ganun, magbibigay pa ulit? Meron ng pledge? Meron pang ganun? We always calculate things. Number five, we claim our rights. Kapakarapatan ko to. Para naman to sa akin. Para naman to sa akin. Always remember that we don't operate with our rights. We operate with our roles. Husbands and wives, no po, madali daw pong mahalin ang isang babae kung talagang submissive. At madali naman daw pong mag-submit ang babae kung mapagmahal ang asawa. Kaya po minsan sabihin, mahalin mo muna ako bago ako sumunod sa'yo. Susunod ako sa'yo kung mahal mo ako. Yun po yung rights. Pero sabi po doon, regardless he loves you or not, you submit. And you love regardless she submits or not submits. We don't operate with our rights. Children, obey and honor your parents in the Lord. Pag po sinabing obey, bagay po iyon sa mga bata. Oh, children, obey me. Yung pong obey, yung po yung mula pinanganak hanggang teenage. Na po. Yung pong honor ay para po ito sa mga nagtatrabaho na hanggang sa may anak na, hanggang may asawa, may anak at may mga adult children. Ako po'y adult child. 47 na po ako eh. So, hindi po natatapos yung honoring ng parents. Yung obeying. Minsan, mahirapan na ako mag-obey sa nanay ko kasi meron na akong sariling isip. Pero sabi doon, honor. And when you honor, you choose to obey. And when you obey, you choose to honor. Children, obey and honor your parents. You don't claim your rights. Susunod lang ako kung mahal niya ako. Asan ba siya? Wala naman kasi siya. So it's not that. So in this way, nahihirapan po tayo maging hari ang Diyos sa ating mga buhay. Number 6, brag about integrity. You think others better than yourself. No, when you correct people, when you look at people, mine-measure mo ang tao ayon sa iyong kabaitan. Mine-measure mo ang buhay ng tao at ang kalidad ng tao ayon sa iyong gawa, ayon sa iyong tingin. Tingin ko kasi ganito ka. Alam mo kasi ganito 'yan eh. 'Yon, you measure people the way you live and the way you know how to live. And in this way, we are trapped into pride. Nakakakilala po tayo ng tao, nakakabatid po tayo ng spirit. Pero ang measurement po natin is not our integrity, but the integrity of Christ in us. You check on people, you call attention to people, you rebuke, you refute, you correct people, not because you are good, but because God is good in your life. Number 7, seek to display your goodness for all to see. Nothing to prove, mga kapatid. Kapag tayo nasa Panginoon, wala pong pag-prove ng sarili natin kasi we are always accepted in the Lord. No, po, minsan, pagka nagkakausap kayo, pagka-trap ka na sa kasalanan, you always justify. You sometimes ipinopoint mo pa ang pagkakamali sa ibang tao. Wag po. Be faithful and be true to yourself. This is one reason, no po, why we drop missing the point. Ang Panginoon ay maging hari. Always remember this, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Kapag tayo nagmatigas, pag tayo nagmataas, pag tayo hindi tumatanggap ng correction, pag tayo hindi nagpapasakop sa Panginoon, darating ang panahon, wala nang grasya sa buhay mo. Because God's grace is only visible and applicable to those who are humble. Kaya kapag ka nanatili kang proud, nanatili kang pinaglalaban mo ang gusto mo at ang importansya mo, the grace of God will not be evident to you and cannot be applied to you anymore. Because the proud receives the grace of God. But the humble, na po, the grace of God abounds. Number 2, this will be the last. Quest for inner ring. Na po, meron po sinasabi si C.S. Lewis, na po, ang ating pong kapatid na si Lewis. Sabi po niya dyan, there is this something in our life called inner ring. It is this abstract theory po. You can read it along po sa inyong bahay. Pero in summary, C.S. Lewis had this theory saying, I believe that in all men's lives at certain periods and in many men's lives at all periods between infancy and extreme old age, na po, meron pong tinatawag, one of the most dominant elements is the desire to be inside the local ring and the terror being left outside. In short, sa buhay daw po ng tao, mula pagkabata, sanggol, hanggang sa pinakamatandang kanyang inaral, mayroon daw po tayong something sa buhay po natin, sa deep-seated place in our hearts, in spirit that we long to be in. Gagawin mo ang mga bagay-bagay kasi gusto mong ma-in. Gusto mo'y doon sa loob. Like for example, you want money so that you will be in. You want relationships so that you will be accepted. You want fame, you want power, you want this so that you will feel important. Alam niyo daw po, ang desire daw po na ito, sabi ni C.S. Lewis sa kanyang pag-aaral, ay hindi naman daw po masama. The desire to be in, the desire to have attention, hindi rin po ito masama. But you know what makes it difficult? Ito daw pong desire na ito ay invisible. Hindi nakikita, but it is dangerous. What makes it dangerous? It makes dangerous when you have this quest for inner ring. Yung wala ka nang ginawa sa buhay mo, kundi ito na lang ang pagpursigihan mo sa buhay. And you know what? Sabi po niya dyan, ang picture daw po ng inner ring ay parang onion ring. No po, habang tinatalupan niyo daw po yung sibuyas, ay nababalatan siya na nababalatan unti-unti hanggang sa wala nang matitira sa iyo. So the quest for this inner ring is dangerous. It's not the desire that is evil, but the race, the quest. Yung wala ka nang inatupag sa umaga hanggang gabi, kung hindi mag-FB, mag-gaming, or maghanap ng mga bagay about your hobbies. Hanapan ang mga tao na ikokomentan sa Instagram, sa FB, sa Twitter. This is your quest. The point, sometimes sasabihin mo, wala lang talaga akong magawa eh. Yun na nga po, dahil wala kang magawa, hinahanap mo yung halaga mo, yung gagawin mo sa mga bagay na superficial. You know ang sabi po ni C.S. Lewis, in order for this inner ring to be constructive, you need to have one inner ring in your life. And that's what he called the single passion. And let your single passion be Jesus. And the more you develop intimacy with Jesus, the more you become strong, the more you become good, the more you become a good steward of God. At nabubuhay ka ng tama. Pero ang sabi niya, without that inner ring, Jesus, it will affect your life. Sabi niya ganon, because this inner ring is powerful. Ang ring po na ito ay powerful. Unless daw po na i-break natin to, it will break us. You read it. His essay on the inner ring. And he said this, let this inner ring, the central focus of your life, the desire for importance, na po, mailipat mo sa importance ng Panginoon sa buhay mo, have this friendship, then and only then, you can have a worthwhile life. So, nagkakaroon po ng control sa sarili kapag ka meron kang sariling inner ring. Pero ang sabi po ni C.S. Lewis, if there is friendship with someone, and that someone is God, then your inner ring will be stronger than your self, than your wanting, than your desire to be important. So these are the two things that will make us really set free from the setting Jesus, recognizing Jesus as our King. Amen? So ngayon pong mga oras na ito, we saw Jesus in the life and ministry of John the Baptist. He recognized that Jesus, the sovereignty of God, and number two, he recognized Jesus as the King. So ang tanong po natin ngayon, in our reflection, tingnan po natin, what is your inner ring? What is this one thing that you really desire, you really look for, you really want? Na parang pag naganap ito, kumpleto ka na. Pag nangyari ito, pag dumating ito, satisfied ka na. Po, sabi doon, yung desire na ito, it could not be evil. But without God, without the sovereignty of the Lord in your life, na minsan, kapag ka hindi nangyayari yung desire mo, you disregard God at nagtatampo ka sa Diyos. Pero ang sabi niya dyan, kung makikita mo sa inner ring mo that God is with you, He is sovereign, He rules, and then you say, God, this is my moment to be less significant and your will, your presence, be significant in my life. How is your pride? Kapatid, how do you look at yourself? How do we live our life? Sabi po doon, sana ang buhay po natin, we live by Jesus, from Jesus, in Jesus, and for Jesus alone. Kaya minsan po, ang pakikipagbaka po natin sa buhay, na po nakakalimutan po natin na mayroong hari. At ang akala natin ang hari na yun ay ako. At ang hari na yun ay ikaw. It's not. Kaya po for John the Baptist, it's easy for him to say, I must decrease, he must increase. For he is the Messiah. He is God. His kingdom lasts forever. His kingdom is bigger, wider, deeper, powerful than ever we imagine. In my life, I am just his servant. I am just a friend to the bridegroom. Amen po, mga kapatid. Let us just stand up today. Let us just think of our lives before the Lord. This topic about Jesus Christ being the center of it all. No po, in the light of the life and ministry of John the Baptist, makita po natin ang ating quest, ang ating race sa buhay. It's not about us. I am not the main thing here. I am not the one, no po, who needs to be always there or always praised. No. It should be Jesus. And sabi po siya, let us think often that our only business in this life is to please God. Perhaps all besides is but folly and vanity. How do we live our life? And what do we really live for? For John the Baptist, he knows the what and the who of significance. And the what is significant to him is not his ministry. It is the kingdom of God. And the who is significant to him is not him. It is Jesus, the King. All is vanity, but to love and serve him. John the Baptist gave his life for Jesus. He died in a very horrible kind of death. But it doesn't matter. Nothing to prove. Nothing to hide. Nothing to lose. Because he saw a vision of a bridegroom being married to the bride. And he is a friend to the bridegroom. Living to create an earthly legacy is a short-sighted goal by Pastor Rick Warren. How do you spend your life? How do you walk with Jesus? John the Baptist spent his days, nights in the wilderness preparing for the coming of the Messiah. Why? That's how he prepared himself. Kasi the kingdom of God will come through Jesus. How are you preparing yourself for the coming of the King? How are you purifying yourself for the coming of the King? How are you bringing people to his kingdom as he comes again? Very soon. How do you glorify King of Kings, Jesus, in your ways, in your thoughts, in your speech? We talk about Jesus Christ. This month of April, we will hail him. We will get to know him. For it is all about him. He is the main thing. Two things that prevent us from living our lives having Jesus as the center of it all. Pride and that quest for inner ring. As we close our eyes, as we bow our heads, if you want to say to God, God, today I want to break off my pride. Alam niyo po yung pride ay hindi lamang siya kataasan ng sarili against others. Ang pride ay isang spirito ng kawalan, ng pagkagusto sa Diyos at sa mga bagay ng Diyos. kung nais mo ngayon sabihin, Lord, I am here. Gusto kita. I want you. I want about you. I want all about you. And I want all about your kingdom. Please break my pride. Lord, I am breaking for this inner ring. Kapatid, what is this one thing that consumes your mind? Ano yung isang bagay na sobrang kumukuha ng iyong attention? Is it money? Is it power? Is it a desire for a relationship? Why don't you break it before it breaks you? If you need prayer, if you need to come to Jesus and make Him the Lord of your life, and not just the Lord of your life, but the King over your life, you will say, you must increase, I must decrease. If this is your prayer, may I see your hand? You're saying to the Lord God, it is necessary for you to grow more significant. And it is necessary for me to be less significant. God, please help me. I want you to be the center of my life. If this is your prayer, just raise your hand. Just keep it raised, po. If you want to give God your life, madalas na po natin sinasabi, Jesus, you are my Lord, you are my Savior. But is He really your King? Siya ba talagang hari? Siya ba talagang nasusunod sa iyong buhay? Siya ba talagang nagsasatisfy sa iyong buhay? At siya ba talaga ang tunay na nalulugod sa iyo? If you want Jesus to be your King, just lift up your hands, giving it all to Him. I have nothing, Lord, except what you give me. I recognize that whatever I have, whatever I am right now, it's only because you gave it to me, my King. If this is your prayer, just lift up your hands. And let us come here to the altar, and as we sing this song, Jesus, be the center of it all.